happens to be the word of the month this month.
It's like somebody drops something, then you could pick it up for them.
It's all part of character education, which teachers say improves learning.
Oh my gosh, I think it makes such a difference in children, in their security, in their comfort level. I think it gives them confidence. They become better leaders, and then their academics improve.
The coordinator says character is embedded in everything students do, from their character garden to their commitment to go to a university, based in part on a book outlining 7 habits of highly effective people.
Fill in your bucket.
Be proactive.
To be responsible and to listen to people.
Begin with the end in mind.
You have to plan ahead and set goals.
Put first things first.
I always do my homework first and then I play.
Think win-win.
It puts confidence into other people's emotional bank accounts.
Seek first to understand, then to be understood.
To listen to people.
Sharpen the saw.
It means to exercise and it means to stay healthy. So then you won't be lazy and then you can't do work.
And finally,
synergize means to work together with other people.
It's that synergy that students, teachers, and parents feel gave them a win-win.
We pull together. We're like a family. Okay, that's a kind act too. What else could be kind? People hear care. What else, Nathaniel?
Another example of how character is instilled instead of detention. Students have a character violation for which they write a rethinking letter.